This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India continues to be a beacon of hope for the world with its strong economy. He said rapid economic development has become the cornerstone for realizing the vision of Viksit Bharat. The Prime Minister was addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Sustaining and Strengthening Economic Growth this morning.
Aaj jab Bharat apni majboot economy se pure vishwa ki ummeed bana hua hai, आज जब ग्लोबल सप्लाई चेन रीशेप हो रही है, तब अर्थव्यवस्था की तेज प्रगति विकसित भारत का भी बहुत बड़ा आधार है। हमारी दिशा स्पष्ट है, हमारा संकल्प स्पष्ट है, बिल्ड मोर, प्रोड्यूस मोर, कनेक्ट मोर, और अब जरूरत है एक्सपोर्ट मोर।
The Prime Minister said today the world is looking for reliable and resilient manufacturing partners. He said India has the opportunity to become a key player in this direction. Prime Minister Modi said the government intention and resolve are clear to build more, produce more, connect more and export more. He said it is everyone's responsibility to never compromise on quality and the products should be of global standard. The centre has set up two more empowered committees in West Bengal to decide on applications seeking Indian citizenship under the Citizenship Amendment Act, CAA. In a Gazette notification, the Union Home Ministry said the empowered committee will be headed by an officer not below the rank of Deputy Secretary to be nominated by the Registrar General and Census Commissioner of India. The decision has been taken to constitute two additional panels to fast-track the processing of large number of applications. The West Bengal already has two such committees. The conflict in West Asia has intensified as Iran and joint Israeli-US forces launched new waves of missile and drone attacks. As per latest reports, Israel is currently conducting simultaneous targeted strikes against military targets in Tehran and Beirut. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said its soldiers are operating in southern Lebanon and are positioned at several points near the border area as part of an enhanced forward defense posture. It further said Israel is conducting targeted strikes against Hezbollah's infrastructure. Israel also alleged that Hezbollah chose to attack Israel on behalf of the Iranian regime. Moreover, the United States Central Command has said that the U.S. forces have destroyed Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps command and control facilities, Iranian air defense capabilities, missile and drone launch sites, and military airfields during sustained operations. On the other hand, the Iranian state media said a command building at a U.S. air base in Bahrain has been destroyed. Amid the ongoing situation in West Asia, the first flight of Air India arrived in New Delhi from Dubai today. In a social media post, Air India said the flight carried 149 passengers and 8 operating crew members. Air India thanked the central government, the Directorate General of Civil Aviation and local authorities in Dubai for their cooperation. The Civil Aviation Ministry has said IndiGo plans to operate 10 special relief flights from Jeddah to India today to facilitate the return of stranded passengers, subject to required approvals and prevailing airspace conditions. In a statement, the ministry said IndiGo is coordinating with the Consulate General of India at Jeddah for passenger facilitation. Union Minister for Civil Aviation Ram Mohan Naidu also reviewed the situation at a high-level meeting. A total lunar eclipse will take place across the globe in several time zones today. In India, this first rare celestial event is going to begin at 3:20 p.m. and will end at 6:47 p.m. According to the India Meteorological Department, this will be a major event of the year and sky watchers and astronomers are extremely excited for the event. On the occasion of Holi tomorrow, services of Delhi Metro will not be available till 2:30 p.m. on all lines of the Delhi Metro, including the Airport Express line. According to the Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, train services will start at 2:30 p.m. from terminal stations on all lines and will continue normally thereafter. Afghan forces have seized key Pakistani military posts along the border as clashes along the Durand line entered the fifth consecutive day. And with that, we end this news bulletin.